One of the things that's come about in the last couple of years to try to help women avoid chemotherapy or make better decisions about chemotherapy is Oncotype DX assay. I'm curious what your experience has been with that.
We've been using Oncotype since it actually was put out there, and I think it's a fabulous advance in breast cancer care for those of our patients who have come in and had their Oncotype score fearing chemotherapy and gotten a low-risk score and not had to come back for treatment. It's been a great experience for those women who thought they might not be getting chemotherapy and had a moderate to high risk and ended up in treatment. Not such a great experience, but I think it's a wonderful tool and a great advancement for us.
What are the situations that you tend to use the Oncotype assay?
Well, these are patients who are node negative, hormone receptor positive patients that we see the Oncotypes being used in.
And I guess what's challenging there is you know they're going to get hormone therapy. They're node negative, so their risk is not as high as it would be with node positive. So then the absolute benefit of chemotherapy is a little bit questionable to start with. You're trying to narrow down who to give it to in that situation.
Right, whereas years ago, before Oncotype, you scratch your head and take a guess. At least it's some kind of prognostic tool that we can use to make an informed decision and help our patients make informed decisions.